What's up, guys? Welcome back to Round 14. Tony, we're back.
We are back.
Yeah.
How was your vacation?
Good. Hectic. You know what?
Yeah.
Sometimes you come back from vacation, and maybe I'm not the only one that thinks this. You need a vacation from your vacation.
Yeah. No, life
happens.
You know, it's sometimes you got to go do things you have to do. Unfortunately, we don't get paid that massive salary to do this podcast, so we have to do other things as well. But all good. Good to be back. Great to be back. Yeah. Did it get really cold up there in Canada? Because I mean, here it's still like 90 something degrees. You got this, you got a beanie, you got like a thick jersey on, hockey sweater.
Hockey sweater.
Did I say that right? Hockey?
No, hockey's good. Yeah. I got my, I'm going to correct you. I got a toucan.
Everybody in the United States, that means a beanie.
So it's funny. When I first heard the word beanie, I thought that's something you put on a baby, right? Toque, beanie. I am wearing a toque. I am wearing a hockey sweater. So lucky 13, our episode, and it is lucky because at Christmas time, they canceled the World Juniors because of COVID. They started them back up again. So we have been
now,
watching.
Is that amateur hockey? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's under 19 men's World Junior Federation hockey. So
okay, cool.
And Canada won yesterday. So they won the gold medal. So shout out to the boys.
Oh, there you go.
From up north here. And
is it just amongst Canadians
so they beat Finland. It was
Okay,
they played, you know, the US, Germany, Russia, Sweden, Czechoslovakia. Right. So it's an international tournament, and nice. Got a cheers here to the boys.
I have some Gatorade for you boys, but that's it. Here you go.
I got the red and white on tonight. So cool. I thought we'd celebrate, and I'm in the air conditioned. So I thought I'd sport a toque and
there you go.
That's sweater okay. for the boys.
Hey. Yeah. No wrong with that at all.
I mean, we are approaching September. So, you know, about a month after that, we'll probably get snow and no, I'm just kidding.
I was like, oh my God, really already?
Well, you know what? I remember when our kids were small and some of the fights we've had with them because they had to wear like a winter jacket under their Halloween costume. And, you know, my son would say, I'm Batman. Batman does not wear winter coat.
Doesn't wear a jacket. Yeah.
So we compromised and, you know, a big sweater and under the costume. But there has been nights where, the kids have been out and it's been snowing on Halloween. Oh, so. Wow. I don't want to use that word just yet,
Don't jinx it.
It's been hot. It's been hot for us and I'm sure it's been hot for you too.
Well, yeah, of course it's always hot for us. Well, not always, but generally. So I noticed you redid your room there. That looks good.
Yeah. You know what? Part of our vacation, we got rid of, we took one off the payroll. Our oldest son, has moved out. He has moved to Ottawa to start a career. And, nice. so we helped him move out. So, I thought, well, I got a vacant room here, so I'll just do a little.
Yeah, it looks good.
So I moved the studio into the room here.
Okay.
And, we got nice. A little bit of everything.
I see you got the Rocky Five poster up there too.
We have Rocky Five. Yeah.
Yeah. I see that. That's the one, honestly, the one, I hate to say this. That's the one Rocky poster I don't have. I don't have.
Oh, is that right?
Well, I'm going to be relocating as well.
Yeah.
Because our daughter, as you know, is in college and I'm going to be transformed. Mrs. Stallion has had enough of Rocky on the bedroom wall there. Wants the room to look a little more homier and mature and less sports bar like. I can't blame her. But it was for the record.
Older
it was her
daughter?
Idea.
That's the oldest older daughter, right?
Yeah. She's out. So I'm going to go in her room like you just did to your son. So I will be picking up more things, but back to the poster. I don't have I never bought the Rocky Five.
Oh,
poster.
No way.
I have Rocky 2, 3, 4, Balboa. I even have more Creeds.
You gotta get Rocky Five, right?
So, you know, I mean, everybody that knows me knows it's not my favorite. And I do, like I told you before, I found out through my Instagram page and through doing the podcast, and mm-hmm. there's a lot more Rocky V fans out there sure. than I even expected. And there's a lot that don't care for it like me. Mm-hmm. But Sly having done Rocky IV Director's Cut, mm-hmm. I would love to see. I know that there's kind of a director's cut out there
yeah.
with that alternate ending and a couple other alternate scenes in there mm-hmm. where his son paints the side of Mighty Mix and mm-hmm. on the gym. I would love to see the director's cut of it. I would think it would be – I think it might change my mind. Let's put it that way. That
sure.
would be,
listen, that would be good. Listen, we've had this discussion before yeah. and – you know, let's. I thought we would talk about there are a lot of good things that happen in Rocky V.
There though. Is. I mean, when I think I told you, and I it might have been one of our earlier shows. I don't really mm-hmm. recall, but I did go back and I watched it. And I literally watched yeah. it two times back to back, and then I watched it the next day again. So I watched it mm-hmm. three times within a day and a half because I really right. wanted to really get into it and nitpick it and say, you right. know, why am I beating it up so much? What don't yeah. I like? What do I like? And you know, there's some good storyline there.
Yeah.
I do like how strong Adrian became,
right.
you know, trying to protect the family when she was going up against Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I think most people's favorite scene or one of favorite scenes in there is Mickey giving the boxing glove to Rocky.
Yeah.
The speech that he tells him there, mm-hmm. you know, that's touching. And then, of course, you know, you knocked him down to try knocking me down.
Yeah.
It gets you going. Yeah. But the things I didn't like, you know, which again, you could chime in what you liked and didn't like, but it's just to me, you know, Rocky movies are, you know, the underdog and training and the mm-hmm. boxing ring and the fight.
Yeah.
And for it to be a street brawl was not my cup of tea.
No, you know? That's right. No, and I know
me.
That.
Yeah. That's just me. And again, the bad part of it was the street brawl. Tommy Morrison / Tommy Gunn. Was horrendously bad actor.
Yeah.
The music, you know, you didn't have that, that Bill Conti. I know some of his songs were in there, but it yeah. was more of a 90s hip hop type of music in there.
Yeah.
Take You Back was even different. Mm-hmm. It
felt different to you, right?
Yeah. And then you got the continuity issues, you know, Rocky comes yeah. back and his son is aged like 6 years. You know, it's like Adrian's hair grew a foot.
Yeah.
They wanted him to fight Union Kane, but he mm-hmm. gave up the title when he went to fight Drago in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So how could he, you know, he's not yeah. going to fight for the title. So I just,
a little you know, bit of gap
there. Yeah. It was a shame because I mean, it was done by, oh my goodness. The director.
John G. Albertson.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. God, yeah.
Completely blank. No. John G. Albertson. I mean, mm-hmm. so obviously the man knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Written by the other man knows what he's doing.
Sure.
So, I mean, Sly is not a stranger to Rocky. And one of the biggest issues I had with it of all was the way Rocky was, the way Sly was acting while being Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
He really dumbed it down a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he sounded like somebody imitating and making fun of Rocky.
Right.
And by Rocky IV, or even really by Rocky III,
mm-hmm.
he became a lot more polished.
Yeah.
He became a lot more, I hate to say literate, it wasn't, but I mean, he yep. technically couldn't read in Rocky mm-hmm. II.
No.
So to have him go back down that way, how and why?
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody had said to me one time, well, was the brain damage from Rocky, mm-hmm. from the fight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe, but it wouldn't have been that instant. I mean, mm-hmm. he came back from the fight.
Sure.
And he was talking like that. And I don't know. I would like to see it done a little bit differently. And
yep.
I don't want to say change the story, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, your thoughts on the, and even still when he went and dove headfirst into training, Tommy Gunn,
mm-hmm.
it didn't have that same click like Mickey and him did.
Yeah.
You know, or even Apollo and him in Rocky
yeah.
IV.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you didn't really care about Tommy Gunn from the beginning. Mm-hmm. I didn't. I let
yeah.
you say
no.
Nobody. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
When did you see that in the theater?
I did. I did you see did. It in the okay. theater. Yeah. I tell you, when it opened and you have the cut scenes from Drago and the,
mm-hmm.
you know, you see him in the shower and you hear him call out to Duke.
Yeah.
Right there, you know, okay, something's wrong. And I get what you're going with. Like, you know, he really dumbed the character down a bit, fast. Now, you and I aren't fighters. I can't imagine going up against a guy like Drago and taking those shots. Right. And the shots that he's taken his whole year, his whole career.
Sure.
I get that. Where I defend him going there is there was, you know, and we see it in Creed later, but you don't know that now, but he says that guy broke things inside of me that ain't never been fixed.
Right. And that line was amazing in Creed because it really told the story
And here's the other thing. When I'm really weird with this. When somebody says, what's your favorite Rocky movie? I have a very hard time, saying, picking one, because to me, it's just a whole story, right?
Yeah, like it's a whole saga. It's kind of like your kids. You can't really pick your favorite kid, even though you had one first.
No, that's right. Last. Yeah.
You know, so I get it.
And I know I'm kind of drifting here and I don't want to feel like I'm avoiding the question, but when he comes back and I think his family is everything, right? Adrian's everything. Oh, his kid is everything. And when he finds out that the money's gone and they have to, you know, he has to humble pie and he moved back into the old neighborhood. Mm-hmm. He's a very proud man and he doesn't want this for his family, right? He's worked this hard to get them out of the streets, right? And into a good house and a good life. And now they're back. And like you said, Mickey giving him the cufflink on the necklace, Adrian saying, I don't care about the money, you know, it's you I care about and the family. But I think he jumps into that. He sees Tommy as this hungry, you know, I can kind of build him and he's got to remember this all happened in a few years from not very long timeline. If you look at when Mickey dies, right? So he's trying to, he wants to pass along.
Stick to the timeline that it was made in, you know, approximately, of course. 82 was Rocky III, so that's when Mickey died. And Rocky V came out in 90. So you're talking an 8-year span.
Yeah.
No, it's not an extremely long time.
No. So I try and look at the good of it. I mean, sure, there's a few things that I agree. Tommy Morrison, God rest his soul, wasn't the best actor, but Sly always liked those boxers, the real boxers, right? Mm. So the athletes. And I think that he tried to do it. And John G.
But it was also more along the lines of that. All right. Take out his acting.
Yeah.
Just ignore the fact that he's not a good actor. Pretend, you know, it's a decent role. You didn't develop it to care.
No.
You know, you almost didn't care about him from the beginning. You were like, kids. Yeah. I mean, there was nothing there for one way or the other. Mm-hmm. You didn't even really hate him just yet.
No. Nope.
You know, when he first came around, obviously you started to hate him when he went with Duke ways. But again, it wasn't just, you know, it's something that I think could have been done differently, better, tweaked a little bit. Is it as bad as, you know, a lot of people say, or I feel? No. Mm-hmm. And I still don't feel too bad as I act. I definitely changed a little bit in thinking of it. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit better than I used to beat it up for. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely not, it's definitely last on my list. I mean, it's just personal, you know, it's just, there's always going to be a last on the list, no matter how
good it is. Yeah, that's right. It doesn't matter if there's more than one, there's got to be a first and a second and a third.
You know, I mean, everybody that knows me knows, you know, Rocky is my favorite.
Yeah.
And Balboa is my second favorite.
See, I tell you what, my wife doesn't like any sequels. My wife.
Any what?
Any sequels. Oh, my wife is the type of person, she says, you make a movie, that's it. No more sequels. Seriously. Right?
I can understand her point for the most part.
Yeah. And, you know, we don't talk than Rocky because there's, you know, a lot of the sequels, but when he pulls out the fedora, you know, and he
still fits,
you know, there's definitely
a lot of little scenes that make you go, oh, okay. A little nostalgia. I've seen some of Adrian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She, again, you know, she is the voice of reason. She gives them the, you know, give it to you straight speech in the street. Right.
Yeah.
And, She's tough, right? Like she did that in Rocky III, mm-hmm. and again in you know, four.
Yep.
And five. And her character really developed over the series as well, right?
Yep. So. No, definitely. Mm-hmm. But it would be interesting to see. You know, it would definitely be interesting to see.
Yeah, and as for the ending, I wouldn't change it. You can't have that fight in the ring. We've talked
about this before. No, you can't. So, I mean, I agree because it's not.
He's not getting a license. Well, Duke says he can get him a license, but.
Yeah, but, with the but time, it wouldn't have been. Know,
and it wouldn't set up that dramatic ending, right? Like where he's in the bar and he punches out Polly, Tommy does, and you get Rocky, you know, you knocked him down. Why are you trying to knock me down? That's a great line. That's another great line.
And especially too, you know, it goes to show you that friendship of Rocky and Polly.
Yeah.
You know, it's always been there through thick and thin. And, you know, you hit one of his, you hit him. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's not going to fly in Rocky's eyes.
Yeah. But I mean, we've all been in that at one time or another. We may have been in that situation in a bar where one of your buddies maybe gets into a little situation and you're back, you know, you're there. So, now not to that extreme, but.
Right. Exactly. But it would be interesting to see.
There's definitely, I think if you ask Sly, he could probably say, yeah, there's work to be done. But he's a busy man. He's a busy man these days.
I mean, but look at, you know, like I always thought about also like how many different stuff was written for Rocky V or anything Sly writes, anything at all. Mm-hmm. So Sly writes, you know, Rocky V, you know, he didn't just have what was on the screen in one even in 10 spiral notebooks. You know, he probably had 100 different scenes that weren't used, different endings. You know, just like the Rambo series.
Yeah.
He has, you know, Rambo is doing this or Rambo is doing that. Mm-hmm. How many different scenes or endings were there for Last Blood?
Right.
You know, there had to be an ending where they killed Rambo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure.
I would assume they did. And I'm glad they didn't go with it.
No. But the name, right? Last Blood. You don't know. You're going into it and thinking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think he did that purposely for, because his age, first of all.
Yeah.
Second of all, the first one was called First Blood. I mean, so it was definitely a little more appropriate. Mm-hmm. But I think it was more so because of the age that he's at, where I don't think I think he kind of knows I'm not going to make another Rambo. Mm-hmm. You know, and if I did, it's not, I mean, because what was he, 73, whatever it was, 70 when it came out? Yeah, I mean, I don't remember. You know,
and the thing is, I was pleasantly surprised with it because we've talked about this before in past episodes. He didn't go in like a young, you know, mercenary and wipe everybody out. He had to set the trap, right? He brought him back to his, you know, he had the tunnels. He clearly had an advantage that these guys didn't know who he's dealing with, right?
Yeah, so, it was more of a training and mental game. And
it didn't start out right. Like, I mean, they took him out.
Oh,
right? They took him out. Like, they almost killed him.
They gave him a beat.
But I like some of the, this is a, maybe not the right way to say it. I like some of the kills because it was old school. It was old school. Like he was back to the knives and the booby traps and
like I said, it was more about his training and his mental mindset. It wasn't about his strength anymore. Mm-hmm. So it didn't matter that the guys were younger and faster, whatever the case may be.
No, that's right. And I mean, like I said, I was happy to get another Rambo. Christ, if he made another one and just talked about, you know, he sat in a chair the whole time, I would watch it. I'm a little bit biased on that.
That would be kind of cool if he did not sit in a chair the whole time, but if it was more of a advisor Rambo type of person, like to train somebody else.
Yeah. And hey, we've just got a new idea right there. The Stallion just come up with it, folks. He could be the new colonel
and train in
a new Green Beret.
He could, you know, maybe, or considering, you know, Rambo is, pretty much, I wouldn't say, well, not allowed to do military services anymore. His history. So maybe this guy gets, you know, dishonorably discharged from the Green Berets because of something he did inside.
Sure.
And Rambo takes him under his wing, But who knows? Sly's always doing something that we get surprised about. I mean, he has comedic roles that I never would have saw coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see some guys that do comedy that were normally dramatic or action stars. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they can't pull it off. They got that one liner and that's it. But to do comedy roles is pretty cool. So you never know what's going to come our way. Who knows?
No. Well, we've got we've got more new Sly Contact coming soon, right? Samaritan drops in about what, 6 days?
Week. Yep.
Yeah, 5 or 6 days now. So that's everybody's, that's a highly anticipated show.
Very, very much looking for it. I don't know if you read, I posted on him when he posted that. I put down, I'm really excited to see this because I'm excited to see something original.
Sure.
Something different. Mm-hmm. Something that required creativity. Mm-hmm. Not just let's remake this movie or this TV series.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. It was something that's very different looking, very original looking. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And I've already had Amazon Prime, so I didn't have to get that one like I did.
Perfect. Like I did that's good. And then, you know, later in the fall, we're going to get Tulsa King, of course.
Can't wait.
So he's not slowing down. So thank you for what you've given us, Sly. Thank you for what you're about to give us. And, you know, if you have time, take a look at Rocky V. we totally understand right now that it's busy. Tony just gave you a new script for a Rambo movie, so you've got lots on your plate.
Coming. Here it comes. We can talk about that when I come out there in December, Sly.
Okay. Yeah. It's funny you mentioned his comedic side, and I thought it would be kind of fun seeing as the Canada is back on top of the hockey world for the time being, that we talk, we keep the conversation going with Canadian comedians.
It's an all Canada show today.
How about that, eh? And that ties in nicely.
I'll try to tie in the A's. I'll try that every now and then. I'll try not to sound like Fonzie from Happy Days.
Yeah, now, that's right.
A, eh? And then there's A. So it's
who also work with Sly on this, the whole show is connected, folks. I'm telling you right now. So
it is. It is.
But you know, in Canada, we've got some great comedians. And I'll start with Rick Moranis.
There he is.
Okay. I'll remember that's from Ghostbusters, the picture we have up now, if anybody's listening on the network, who had some great roles. And I think we all probably remember this one, Tony, Shop of Horrors.
Shop of Horrors. Steve Martin as that dentist.
Right. So, good.
Now he started his career with that, Second City Television.
It was SCTV, him and John Candy, so one of the characters. It's funny you mentioned that, and anybody that doesn't know this, I'm going to put a picture up here. Bob and Doug McKenzie, okay?
Yeah, that's when it really became big.
Yeah, Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas, a couple of hosers right there. I'm telling you, do nothing but drink stubbies and eat donuts. And,
now, is that a real beer?
What's that? Yeah.
It was a real beer before that movie?
What, the Canadian?
Yeah. No, the beer that they drank.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think they were drinking Molson Golden and Labatt 50. Yeah, that's all real stuff.
So they, all that kind of, so it wasn't
props.
Like they weren't created props.
No.
They were created.
No. Yeah. Okay. No, they would drink the real stuff and I mean, hey, there's no CGI back then, right? So you drink a beer, you drink a beer. So
right, exactly.
If you haven't, and we'll do this again, I will make sure that we do this again. The 12 Days of Christmas. If you haven't heard that, you are missing out because they do a song, 12 Days of Christmas, and they talk about a beer in a tree and
five
packs of smokes.
We'll have to time our episode in December, right?
Yeah, it is a must. I get pretty pissed off if I don't hear it sometime over the holidays. Fortunately, we get to hear it like 3 or 4 times a week here. Right. So everybody loves it. So, but moving forward.
There's a lot more than people think, though.
I'm sorry?
There's a lot more Canadian comedians than people think.
No, that's right. And one of the bigger recently is Ryan Reynolds. Okay. And I think we all know the Deadpool series. I don't know if you are a fan of it.
Me?
I love it.
No, yeah. I'm not actually, no.
Oh, no.
But I do know of it. I you know, and he's done a lot of other films. He does have that comedy gene in him.
Yeah. You get a lot of action. You get a lot of comedy. Some stupid antics, right? But, you know, The Proposal, that was a great one with Sandra Bullock and the late Betty White. Where he plays an intern that has to pretend that he's her fiance, mm-hmm. so she can remain in the country. Okay. It's just, he's done a lot of great shows. So.
Yeah. And like I said, he does have the comedic gene. So that comedy thing keeps coming. Mm-hmm. There's others out there as well that some are more well known than others. Obviously, like you just said, Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
Some of the bigger names, but there's a lot of smaller names that people just don't realize, but.
Right. It's funny. I honestly did not, the way you said that and led into it, it's got nothing to do with his last name, but smaller. We got Martin Short, right? Awesome comedian.
Right? Oh, he's great.
And, if you ever seen a movie called Captain Ron, with him and Kurt Russell.
Yep.
Unbelievable comedy, right? So he's done a lot of comedies and he was on SCTV as well, Saturday Night Live. So
I was going to say he was on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And Mr. Stein and I actually met him, years and years ago.
Yeah.
I had a friend that worked for NBC.
Right.
And they used to let me in the building and stuff when things were going on. So we were back, we were backstage for, David Letterman, who was over at CBS at the time. Mm-hmm. And we were just waiting to see somebody else, and he came walking down the stairs.
Right.
I'm like, oh wow, it's Martin Short. Hey, but nice guy, you know, and he is short. Yes. Mm-hmm. but he was nice, friendly, you know, sweet man. But what my favorite role of Martin Short, I shouldn't say favorite, one of my favorite roles of Martin Short though, is if you haven't seen it, is in the Steve Martin version of Father of the Bride.
Yes. Yeah. And he's the wedding planner, right?
The wedding planner.
Yeah. He's great in that.
He is so funny in that movie. Oh my God. So funny with the accent that he pulls off.
And I believe he was in the sequel as well, right? So
yeah. Yeah. He was. Yeah.
Wasn't he, did he not design like the baby's room and stuff like that? And,
yeah. Something like that.
They both get pregnant.
The accent that he had and him and Steve Martin going back and forth with each other. It was so good. It was good stuff.
Yeah. Very and I think he played Harry Carey too, right? In a comedy, like he did Harry Carey.
He did that, I don't know.
Harry Carey, who was the Cubs, Chicago Cubs broadcaster. Announcer, yeah. And I think he does a really, really good Harry Carey. Most of these guys can do impressions, right? I mean,
They do so impressions funny, so. Of a lot of people or even each other.
Right. And speaking of impressions, and this is kind of we get back into the bigger ones now with Jim Carrey.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Talk about bigger. I mean, when and, he came out, he right. just, he went from nothing to megastar.
Right.
He, with the over the top goofiness and acting and of course the imitations, like you said.
When he brought out Ace Ventura, like, I don't know, we watched it over and over again. It was one of those movies you watched, like, you get it on Friday and you watch it again Saturday and we thought, we better watch it one more time before we take it back to the video store.
Yeah.
I know that sounds weird, but, exactly. Back in the day, but.
He was in The Mask. He was the Riddler in Batman Forever.
Yeah. And then of course
you Ace Ventura.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
Right.
Look at that haircut.
Lloyd Christmas. And the funny thing is, the picture we have up now of, Lloyd and Harry, he actually has that chip in his tooth, right? So he wears like a false piece. And I think it was, the story goes, they were on set and he took it out and somebody says, what the hell did you do to your, and he says, that's where my teeth are. He goes, oh, we got to use that. And,
That's funny.
So he has like a little piece that goes in his tooth and they thought, well, that's going to be just perfect with that haircut and the chip out of the tooth. And,
that's hysterical. I didn't know that. That's great.
Yeah. So another great one.
He had a lot of good roles, a lot of funny roles. I mean, he did, you know, the Bruce Almighty.
Yep.
Liar, Liar. Mm-hmm. He had Liar was good too. That was another
Liar was a good movie. Kind of
flew under the radar.
Yeah. Imagine
always having to tell the truth. I mean, how do I look today? You know,
the fact that he was a lawyer, right?
And right.
He had to go to, his whole career was based on telling lies. He was a prosecutor.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty fun movie. And then he's done some family movies, comedy movies too, right? What was the one with the penguins there?
The penguins, Mr. Popper's Penguins or something.
Yeah,
or
other. I remember taking the kids to see that and that was great time in the theater. So
He's given us a lot. Good stuff.
Yeah. Good stuff. The next one we got is another great big one, Mike Myers.
This one. Look at the roles right there alone. Look at the roles he's had right there, right? You know, between Austin Powers and Wayne's World, Shrek.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. And the voices too.
Yeah, I mean, that's right.
So you didn't know he was Shrek until you found out he was Shrek.
Yeah.
But when he wouldn't have known it.
When he played another guy that got a start on Saturday Night Live, right? So and with Wayne's World. And when he did Austin Powers, I'm telling you, he played multiple characters in these movies, right?
He was about, that I know of, four, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And then that scene, that picture right there, see, I can put that up and you get us laughing.
Because you hear him.
Yeah, you can just
hear him.
I think the what always sticks out for me, $1 million, and they all laugh at him because he's like, what? And he's like, yeah, $1 million really isn't a lot of money anymore. Just, really? And he's just shocked, right? Like, he's just baffled. He, you know, $1 billion. They're like, well, no one's going to give you $1 billion. And he has no concept of money, right? Like, he's from the 60s it's really good. And of course, he played the other roles too. So, you know, Stopper, My Mom Will Shoot, and Wayne's World, and there's all kinds of movies that he did, right? So,
Wayne's World. Yeah, well, Wayne's World, they did do the movie. That's right.
They did two of them.
On the Saturday Night Live skit. Yeah.
And that was, I remember that was huge. Like, when I was in high school, we watched Saturday Night Live. Like, there was to be 10 or 12 of us watching Saturday Night Live.
Oh, really?
And Wayne's World, they put Wayne's World on every episode because it was so popular, right? So,
yeah.
And they had a pretty good run. So, anyways, continuing on, another one of my favorites, and I think probably in the States too, Dan Aykroyd.
Right. Yeah, he's definitely one of the bigger names that has come out of Canada, giving us his movies, Blues Brothers and Ghostbusters is what's being up on the screen right now.
Yeah.
Blues Brothers did with Jim Belushi.
Yep.
Obviously Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd and,
another Bill one, Murray, Coneheads.
The Coneheads, which was based on another Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah, they really ran with their characters, on Saturday Night Live and,
there was quite a few movies, even outside of the Dan Aykroyd era. I mean, Dan Aykroyd era had movies. Mike Myers era had movies.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell's era had movies, obviously, based on the characters.
Yeah.
They did that Welcome to the Roxbury thing. But yeah, Dan Aykroyd in Ghostbusters, he was awesome.
That was unbelievable, right? Him and Bill Murray and Harold Ramis, right? Eddie Hudson joined them later on. Eddie Houston, I'm sorry. Just a great actor. And I'll tell you my Dan Aykroyd story. He has a cottage, on Lorbo Lake, which is about 40 minutes or so from where I live.
Okay.
And he's had it for years and years and years. And you see him in Kingston.
Oh yeah.
Periodically. And he drives this big, friggin' huge Lincoln. Like, he'll get out and cut off shorts and a muscle shirt. Oh,
an old Lincoln? Like,
old 70? Like a 77.
Nice.
Like a great, just a boat, right? Like,
nice.
But you'll see him grocery shopping and people will say, hey, Dan. And and nobody's getting pictures with him. Nobody's bugging him. Like, I think he loves it because he just waves. You see him at the liquor store.
That's great.
I was about 20 years old. We were playing pool at a bar called The Shot. And we usually always got the back table. Mm-hmm. We come in and our buddy says, oh, you can't have the back table. Someone's there. I said, okay, we'll take the next one. And we come back. It's Dan Aykroyd and his wife are playing pool in the back. Mm-hmm. And we thought, okay, let's just keep it cool here. Like, hey, and hey guys. And that was about all we did. And we proceeded to play pool. Well, we started drinking and the shooters and every once in a while he'd look over and you know, somebody'd make a shot and he'd, oh, that was great. And then he'd see us doing the shooters and he goes, what's going on here? And I said, well, we're kind of screwing around. If you miss a shot, you got to take a shot. And he kind of laughs. And like I said, we didn't go on and bug him and how are you? And maybe excuse me, I got to take a shot. But the bar started filling up and, it was mostly a pool hall, but it was a bar too. And he says, guys, we're going to take off. And we said, okay, Dan, see you later. And like I said, we might've been there 2 or 3 hours. We might've talked to him about 5 or 6 minutes total the whole time.
That's cool.
So he gave us a wave and his wife gave us a wave and we're like, and he left and we're all, of course,
now, the wife is the actress,
Donna Dixon. Yeah. And, So here's two Hollywood actors, and we're trying to play it cool. So after they left, we're like, that was so cool. Dan Aykroyd, that was awesome. So we played for maybe about another hour. And we're thinking we've eaten wings, we've had beers, and we've had shots and, you know, good time. And we thought, oh, right. Jesus, I'm going to start adding this up here. And, so we start thinking how much we owe. We go up to the bar and we bring our pool balls back. We said, okay, we got to settle up. And the bartender says, nothing to settle up, boys. I said, what do you mean? All been taken care of. Dan paid for everything.
That is awesome.
I said, what? I said, yeah. He just said he paid his tab. And he said, the guys beside me, just put that on my tab. Thanks very much.
That is so cool.
And I thought, you know what? That's class because we didn't, you know, there was no selfies. Well, we didn't have a cell phone back then. But there was no, you know,
there would have been if it was today.
Probably today there'd be a selfie, Dan.
Yeah.
You owe me a selfie. No, but listen, Dan, if you're listening, thanks for the pints, bud. Next one's on me.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything to you guys. He just did it on the side.
We exchanged pleasantries a little bit and, you would see him, you know, you see him in Kingston more than you think you would. But I think that's why he likes Kingston.
Sure. Oh yeah. I'm sure it is because they just treat him just like anybody else.
Yeah. He's Dan Aykroyd. We love him. And, speaking of, Dan though, he was in another movie with one of my all-time favorite Canadian actors, John Candy, The Great Outdoors.
Oh, boy.
Another phenomenal movie, right? And two legendary actors. Now, we lost John Candy, unfortunately, in 94.
Yeah. That's a long time ago already.
Yeah, a long time ago. And
he was just instinctively funny.
Yeah.
He knew how to drop the punchline and knew how to drop any line or a facial expression.
Yeah.
He was great. He really was. He was just great.
And he had some huge roles too, right? John did.
Oh, he had a lot of big movies. I mean, Uncle Buck, he had Stripes.
Yeah. Oh, he was so good in Uncle Buck. He was so good in Stripes, right?
Yeah. I mean, he had a ton.
Yeah.
Ton.
And then Home Alone, he decided because John Hughes, right? A friend of John Hughes. So Macaulay Conklin was in Uncle Buck as one of the kids.
Yep.
Well, they did Home Alone and John Candy did it as a favor, right?
He said,
I'll help you out. He was with Catherine O'Hare, another Canadian actress, right?
Yep.
In the back of a U-Haul truck on the way home. So it was just them, right? And he never charged a single dime for Home Alone.
That's
and
awesome.
Home Alone made millions, right? Millions
huge.
And millions.
Huge.
But, just the kind of guy he was, right? So, but, I can't mention John Candy without mentioning, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Okay. Normally I would save this for Thanksgiving. And, that's the other thing. You guys, we call it a toque. You guys call it a beanie. And you guys have Thanksgiving in November. What the hell? Right? So
that wasn't planned.
No.
That movie there, he was, remember when they were laying in bed together?
Oh, when they're laying in bed together and they wake up and he kisses them on the cheek. Remember he kisses them on the cheek and then he goes, hands are so soft. Where's your other hand? He's like,
oh my God,
between two pillows. He goes, those aren't pillows. And they, cause they're in a single bed, right? Oh my God. Like, just how.
John Candy's a big guy. So I mean, he's taking up three quarters of the bed.
Yeah. And then the best is too, when, cause they're sharing an apartment, a hotel room, and he goes to the bathroom and he says, no, you go ahead after you. Oh, thank you. And Steve Martin goes in afterwards and you remember what happens. It's just destroyed, right?
Yeah.
Every towel. There's about 2 inches of water on the floor. Every towel is soaking wet. Every washcloth. There's a little tiny washcloth hanging on the shower rod that he has to dry off with. And he just, you know, he comes out and here he is laying in the bed smoking cigarettes and drinking mini bottles from the airplane. Right? Like it's just, I'm telling you right now, I got a friend that we recite a lot of lines from this movie.
All the
time. And it's just, and I'm going to tell you this scene here, and I apologize again for people The scene in the car when they have the fire, right? And they get pulled over is one of the best scenes in any comedy movie there ever is. Right?
Hysterical.
Like the cop pulls him over and he's just like, what are you guys doing here? You say, oh, we had a bit of a fire last night. Cause I don't, you think this is fit for the road? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And it's, you know,
so it's just way he did it. Well, remember in Vacation.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, folks.
Park's closed.
Yeah.
The movie's out front, should have told you.
He has that way of delivering the lines, right?
Oh, like, great.
It's like a dramatic actor or Sly in his roles with Rocky. Or you got Apollo Creed, you get the right people for the right roles, right? And John had that way to deliver that just made it like,
yeah,
just talking about it now here, we're both laughing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And, I got to put this picture up too. That chunk caused a lot of problems in this movie. And,
that's so funny.
You know, if you haven't seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and I can't imagine you haven't, but if you're younger, comedy.
The younger generation might not have picked up on it yet. You know what? Yeah, look up the name John Candy.
Ask somebody, look John Candy up.
Yeah, Steve Martin. Look up the name John Candy. Look at his filmography.
You won't be disappointed.
No, just pick one. Throw a dart. Pick one.
Yeah. They're all phenomenal. Every person we talk to, like I said, even Catherine O'Hara, like Canada has produced some amazing, talent. And, so is the States. And, you know, we'll save that for another episode. We'll get into it. It's just great.
Good stuff. Well, my friend, you want to do some trivia?
Yeah. Let me just, see if I can find my rollerblades here
Want to get that rolling going?
We got the boxes, all the moving we've done this week. And I think we have it to find it. So let me just fire it up here.
Well, there it is. There it is again.
I tell you.
The rollerblades on, roller skates on.
Yeah.
Ladies' choice. Remember that? Ladies' choice. Did you have
ladies' choice? Yeah, I think we did.
I remember hearing that, but I never saw any ladies come to be the choice. So
yeah. I used to just
look at everybody else. Okay, cool. But I still love that little thing. It's great.
Yeah.
I only have three questions this week. I was
okay.
A little bit on the unprepared side. And
well, like I said, we took a week off and it's hard to get the engines back started, but, we're big stars now. So we feel that we needed a break and no, I'm just kidding. I kid. All right. Well, I'll start you off.
Okay.
How about since we did Rocky V, I figured we'd do some Rocky V trivia.
Oh boy.
Courtesy of our, I don't know if we can see it there, our buddy Rocco.
Rocco, way back there. I'm going to get your book. I just keep forgetting.
Got the Rocky trivia book. I pulled these questions from the Rocky trivia book, so you know they're going to be good. Okay. I'll start you off with an easy one since we're coming back.
Good. I've been really bad at trivia lately.
Where is Tommy Gunn's, hometown? Where does he tell Rocky he's from?
Oh man. I could see that scene too. Kansas?
No.
No, I don't
know. Try one more time.
Oklahoma.
You got it. Oklahoma. There you go. See?
I don't remember. I could see the scene. I remember him telling him where he came in from.
You know what? And I'm not saying I'm better, but Canadian episode, I gave you a second chance. That's the Canadian, right? We're just keep going till you get it.
That's all.
That was like me in high school. Just keep going. You'll get
it. All right. So I have my three Canadian ones and then I have a Rocky one.
Okay.
So John Candy was in Stripes.
Yep. Great movie.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. I think that might have been the first movie I saw John Candy in, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
What was his character's name in Stripes?
Oh, hang on. Jesus, hang on.
Come on, you got
Lean,
it.
Mean, Fight Machine. Lean, Mean, Fight Machine. Jesus, I can see his name now. Oh my God, his name. I can see all the scenes where they shaved his head and he was holding it and, his name is He mud wrestled the girls. God, he had so many great scenes in it.
Begins with a D.
I'm going to say it was not Dwight. Oh.
And his last name is a combo of.
Yeah. I can't, just a minute. I can't.
Dewey.
Oxberger. Knox Oxberger. Oxberger. They call them Ox, right? Yep. Yeah, they call them yep. Ox, right?
Yep. Just,
I remember that because they said, he goes, my doctor said I got to join this weight loss program. And he says, it's like $400. Now this movie was in the early 80s, right? So
yeah, this is like 80 or 81.
81. He goes, I don't have the money. I'll join the army. It's free. When you got what, like a 12-week training program? He goes, which is perfect. He goes, I'm gonna come out a lean, mean, fighting machine. It was so funny because they're sitting around.
Yeah, they're all sitting around
and he goes, I don't know if you notice this, I got a bit of a weight problem. They're all like, No. Because he's like 300 pounds, eh?
And they just Oh my God, that scene is great.
Yeah, Oxberger. Because then they get him to mud wrestle, right?
Yep.
They get him to mud wrestle the girls. And the best part is after that, he's covered, all the mud is dried and they're getting in shit, right? And he says, what the hell happened? He goes, well, we were looking for the bingo at the YMCA and one thing led to another. And he's like,
he probably improvised some of those lines.
Oh, I guarantee you the whole thing was like, he's just so covered. Funny. He's in his long underwear and mud and they're getting, good movie. Okay. See, we get off track there. Okay.
All right. So,
I got one here. So Rocky V again.
Okay.
I'm taking it easy on you this week. Pauly, when Rocky opens back up Mickey's gym, Pauly's off in the corner and he's selling stuff that Rocky used around the house. He has a coffee mug.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give you multiple choice.
Oh, good.
Okay. How much does Pauly ask for the mug? $5, $8, $10, or $20?
$5.
$5.
I take it as a no.
No, it's $5.
Oh, okay.
And, because they're like, the guy says, well, how do I know Rocky drank? He goes, look at the lip marks right here. And he's selling, like, he's selling a coffee mug. He's
selling everything in his house.
So,
yeah. All right. I got one for you, which I'm thinking you should get. Pretty sure you should get, especially since when you told me. So on SNL, mm-hmm. Mike Myers was on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
What year did he debut on SNL?
I'll give you,
well, it's multiple choice.
Okay. Yep.
Multiple choice. So we got 1988,
mm-hmm.
1989,
mm-hmm.
or 1990.
I believe it was, 1988.
Ooh. Oh. Year later.
89.
89.
Now, yep. The reason I was close, is because they did a skit. Wayne Gretzky got traded to the Los Angeles Kings in 1988. And he married Janet Jones, who was a model and an actress. They actually did a skit. So Wayne Gretzky was on Saturday Night Live. He was on Wayne's World, where they did a skit and he woke up and he was in a dream where he played Wayne on the ice.
Oh, really?
and Mike Myers as Wayne Campbell gave Gretzky the excellent elbow. And knocked him out, went in and scored the goal and took Janet and that was his pride. Funny. But, that was, I was close. I knew it was 80. I was pretty close. I knew it wasn't later than that though.
All righty. Your turn.
Okay. We'll do another one. This is a little bit of a hard one. Okokay. So as Tommy Morrison is getting better and Rocky is taking him under his wing, he throws him the iconic red, white, and blue trunks. Which doesn't go over well. Doesn't go over well with the Stallion here as well. No. When he comes out for the fight for the championship, Rocky is not in his corner. What color of boxing trunks is Tommy Gunn wearing? I'll give you multiple choice again.
Oh, good.
Black and gold, red and white, yellow, or black and white?
Black and white.
Correct. Black and white because he was feeling that he was a puppet and he was Rocky's, they were making fun of him in the media. Nobody was giving
to Rocky.
Yeah. And he couldn't get out of Rocky's shadow. So he did not wear the, and I'm glad, I'm glad he didn't wear them because,
I agree. I was glad as well.
You know, And I get that. I get where Rocky was going. He was trying to, you know, I think that's.
He was trying to be Mickey to himself. Yeah. I get it. Like you said, I understand it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it didn't work out for him. No. Okay, you're
all right. So the last Canadian comedian question I have is Jim, the true or false question. Sorry.
Okay.
True or false. Was Jim Carrey start on Saturday Night Live in 1985-86 season? Mm-hmm. So did he get his start on Saturday Night Live, 85-86?
Did he get his start?
Did he get his start Saturday Night Live,
85-86?
Yeah. True or false?
That's false.
That is correct. That's false.
Because I believe he got it on In Living Color.
He did. And the story goes with Saturday Night Live, supposedly, I read this on a couple of different articles, that he did go to audition for SNL 85-86. And supposedly somebody committed suicide off the building roof when he was there to do his audition.
Yeah.
And he took that as a bad omen and left.
Oh, yeah. I would say that's
I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I read. Yeah. But yeah, anyway. So he did not get it on SNL. He was on Living Color.
Yeah.
Remember he did Fireman.
Oh my goodness. Fireman Bill.
Fred or Ted or
Fred. Yeah.
Fireman Fred.
They were good.
Let me tell you something. His teeth.
Yeah. Like I said, he can do, so many voices and so many characters, right? So, okay. So I got one more. I think you should get this. I have to mention it. It's one of my favorite scenes. Like I said, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, John Candy, Steve Martin. Okay. So I mentioned they're in that car, and I'll even put the picture back up to help you. So this scene here, they're bombing down the highway. The car caught fire. So the next day they're driving in like, it's what, 0 degrees out.
Right.
They get pulled over by a cop, and he comes up and he goes, you know, what do you got going on here? He goes, well, we had a bit of a fire last night. He goes, you know how fast you're going? No, I'm sorry. All the speedometer melted. He goes, you don't have one working instrument. He goes, no, not a one. What is the only thing that's working in the car?
The cigarette lighter.
No.
That was a complete guess.
The radio.
Oh, the radio.
Because he says, except for the radio, comes in clear as a bell. I don't understand it. And they're laughing.
And he's right. I remember that now.
And the cop says to him, I'm sorry. I cannot let you continue in this automobile. And they're melted right to the, he goes, I feel like a big pancake. I feel like a grill. Like there's no seats. They're on springs and metal driving down the highway. And
I remember now that you said the line, I remember that now.
Yeah.
About the radio. That's too funny.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Oh, I have, no, I'm done. I only had the three, unfortunately. Okay.
All right. I think I have one more here in my chicken scratch of notes.
Handy dandy.
And we're going to do another John Candy just because I love him. The Great Outdoors. There's a scene where he has to eat. They go to a restaurant and he finds out that there is an all you can eat steak.
Mm-hmm.
And, the deal is if you finish it, everybody gets to eat for free.
Right.
How many ounces of steak?
I knew you were going to ask that one. And I'm torn between 96 ounces and 120 ounces.
Yeah.
I'll go with 120.
Oh, you should have went with your gut. It was 96. it was the old 96er. Right. And, he goes at it and he goes, I done. And then the waiter looks down and goes, well, he's got to eat the grizzle.
Yeah, the grizzle.
Right, he's got to eat the fat, the grizzle, and he comes out and everybody's cheering because they all got like t-shirts and he comes out and he looks like he's going to turn green, right?
So
96 ounce steak.
That is a big steak.
Yeah.
Big
just, steak. But again, you know, you got Dan Aykroyd egging him on, right? As the rich brother just some great roles, but all these guys we talked about, Tony, like, just sitting here now talking about it, I'm laughing my head off.
Oh, we've been smiling and laughing, talking about them the whole time, and that's what it's about. That's what they brought us after.
You know what? It's whether you're reciting lines or you haven't seen a movie or if it comes on TV.
Yep.
Take the time if you haven't seen any of these, or if you haven't seen them in a while. You know,
right?
If you're flipping through and you see Stripes or you see Blues Brothers or you see Austin Powers. Yeah. You know, just do yourself a favor.
Check it out, man. Well, like I said, look him up, you know, and then, you know, look at him, look him up on Netflix, look him whatever your streaming services are, because there's some really good comedies back in the 80s and 90s that these guys have made. And it's still funny today too. It's not like, you know, some things just, didn't really age well.
No, that's right. And these movies hold up. I mean, I don't think there's anybody that doesn't love, Ghostbusters, right?
No.
They're still working with Ghostbusters, right? They did.
Yeah. They got the younger generation into it now.
Right. So. It's almost like the Cobra Kai, right? So.
Yep.
Which comes out again in September, the new series. So.
Yes, sir.
Anyways, no, this was fantastic. I'm so happy we're back.
I know. I know. It felt weird not doing it.
It did. And, you know what, guys, we really appreciate it. And, again, if you want to catch us on the audio, we are on the last of the Action Heroes Podcast Network. I did it, and I was practicing that all day. No, I'm just kidding.
That's a mouthful.
We're on there. We're on there. Some great, other podcasts.
On Spotify, that is, and we're on Apple Tunes.
Yeah.
And that, obviously, the YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
we're check out, us out. You know, you get sick of our faces. You can listen to us in the car. So
yeah, I wouldn't want to look at us either. So just throw on the video. Throw on the audio.
What I mean, look at it, like. You got that nice Florida glow, Tony. Right? So I mean, it's hot.
I'm out in the sun all day long. I work outside, so
yeah. No, that's right. So anyway,
but yeah, next when was it? Next Friday, Samaritan is
the 26th.
26th. Okay, yeah. So our next episode. Obviously, we're not going to review it because a lot of people may not have seen it because we usually, but we will talk. Mention it and
we'll definitely mention go watch it. And then the weeks to come, I'm sure we will. We will watch it and we will break it
down. Yeah, we'll give it a couple weeks before we really talk about it because I don't want to spoil it for anybody. Yeah, I mean,
no spoilers. And then we'll give you lots of warning.
Yeah, I mean, after about 2 weeks, the fans should see it by then, I would assume.
Yeah, the people that want to see it will go and see it. And, even Sly himself said he thinks that taking it right to streaming is the right thing to do with this one.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's very excited about this project. And I know it got delayed, so I'm pretty excited too.
Sounds good, my friend. Well, we will see you next week. Everybody else, thanks for watching. Tune in whenever you can. Check us out on our Instagram channels. Check out the Round 14 podcast channel. Mm-hmm. Always posting stuff up there.
Yeah.
And as always, appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Thank you very much.
See you down the road.
Thank you.